Hey there, everybody, and welcome once again to the CollegeSoccerNews.com podcast. I'm your host, Adam Zunnell, and thanks for downloading and listening. I appreciate it. We have a great show lined up for you here today as Jordan Morris from Stanford will talk to us for a little bit. He talks to us about his amazing last year, of course, including his opportunities and making the most of those with the U.S. national team, but also as he prepares for his junior season at Stanford, what's ahead for the Cardinal this coming year, and also talks to us a little bit about a personal struggle with type 1 diabetes. So you're not going to want to miss that. Great show. Great talking to Jordan. Unbelievably good kid. And I think the most important takeaway from this conversation with Jordan is the fact that he chose college soccer to develop himself as a player and continues to believe in that system. And of course, there are many ways to skin the cat, but he has chosen to go the college soccer route and a great ambassador for the game. So can't wait for you to listen to that. But of course, before we do that, I want to of course direct you to the website, collegesoccernews.com. All kinds of great stuff on there. Of course, you can watch these episodes on the YouTube channel, on the story there posted online now. But of course, there's going to be rankings and players of the week. Great things. If you follow college soccer, you're going to want to go to collegesoccernews.com. If you have any questions about the show or you suggest a guest, you want to suggest a guest, go ahead and send them to me at azundell@yahoo.com. That's A-Z-U-N-D-E-L-L @yahoo.com. All right, we've got all the housekeeping out of the way, so let's go ahead and get to our conversation with Jordan Morris of Stanford. All right, pleased to be joined now by Stanford University's Jordan Morris. Jordan, how are you today?
Good, how are you?
Great. Well, I guess it's been a whirlwind year almost for you, certainly the last 8 months. What's it been like to be Jordan Morris?
Yeah, I know it's been a dream come true for sure. You know, like I said, it's all the things that have happened is, you know, been stuff I've been dreaming about since I was a little kid, and to have it come true is unbelievable. So it's been a whirlwind, but it's been very exciting.
Tell me a little bit about that moment when you were cut from that U-20 team and that impact on you and your career and your motivation.
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, that was kind of my first taste of the national team. I'd never been called into a camp, you know, before that, so I was very excited. And you know, there were a lot of great players there, and it just didn't quite work out. And definitely, I think, you know, I added fuel to my fire to want to get back there and kind of prove myself to those coaches that, you know, I thought, you know, maybe deserved, you know, or deserved to be there in the future. So, no, it was definitely, you know, a bummer, but definitely added fuel to the fire.
So you get called up to the full team, and you're really one of the few college players to get called up, you know, in the last decade or so. So did you feel pressure? Were you seizing the moment? I mean, what's going on for you? You know, you're going, you know, 6 months ago you're playing at UCLA, and now you're, you know, at the Alamo Dome. What's going on there?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, of course I'm a little nervous, high stakes for sure, but you know, I just told myself that, you know, you're so lucky to be here, and just try to seize the opportunity and not be too nervous and just go out and play your game. And that's what I tried to do. And, you know, especially in the game against Mexico, once I got a few touches in, it just kind of, you know, obviously it wasn't a normal game, but it kind of seemed like one a little bit. So, no, I just tried to go out there and do my best, and whatever happened, you know. So, but now a little bit nervous for sure.
Everybody we talk to talks about what a humble kid you are and all of those things, which are great outwardly. But at some point, you got to have that confidence, that swagger, for lack of a better term. How do you go about, you know, flipping that switch?
No, thank you. But no, I think that I try to just kind of have that, you know, on the inside a little bit. I try to be very self-confident in myself and you know, what I kind of try to tell myself is, you know, the coaches saw something that they liked, and so they brought me in, and so I just need to be confident that you know, I deserve to be there, and just go out there and try and do the best that I can and show them what I can do, because, you know, obviously that opportunity might not come again, and so I just tried to make the most of it, and, you know, hopefully I did that. So.
Well, the college soccer game gets beat up a lot, you know, by pundits, but you are, you know, kind of showing that there's a different way to do it, and, you know, there's another way to do it. You can play college soccer and excel. So tell me a little bit about, you know, what you've gotten from the college game that's maybe contributed to your success.
Yeah, no, I think that everyone has their own path for sure. And, you know, I'm happy with the way my path has been going. You know, I absolutely love it here at Stanford, and I love playing college soccer. And I think I've definitely, you know, learned a lot. It's a lot. It's very personal. You have a lot of coaches here that can really help you refine your technique, and, you know, great players around you that, you know, are always, you know, it's a very supportive environment. So you kind of gain that confidence. I think I gained a lot of confidence in college, more so than when I was in high school. And I think that definitely helped me translate at the next level to just kind of be confident and, you know, trust your abilities and go out there and play. So I think coming to college has definitely, you know, really, really helped me grow as a player.
You know, stats come and go, and the stats aren't overwhelming. You're not scoring 25 goals in a college season, but it was your play. It was just, you know, you being around the ball and things like that, that really got the attention, from what I understand, of Jurgen Klinsmann. So tell me a little bit about, you know, the overall development. Everybody says it's such a compact season, and you don't get enough time to play and touch, but, you know, obviously that was a little bit different for you.
Yeah, I think that, you know, definitely last year was a little bit frustrating. You know, I mean, as a forward, you pride yourself on scoring goals, and obviously I wanted to score more than I did last year and help the team in that way. So, you know, just continue to work on that, and hopefully next year can kind of put some more in the back of the net. But no, I definitely like to be on the ball. I'm not quite as much of an in-the-box type of forward. I like to have the ball at my feet and take people on and, you know, look to set up my teammates as well. So I think that, you know, definitely maybe, you know, not scoring as many goals as I might like, but I think learning, you know, both very important facets of the game is both in the box as well as, you know, setting up your teammates, like I said. So I think I've definitely continued to work on that, being a better, you know, kind of poacher in the box, but sticking to, you know, my guns a little bit and what I feel like I can do best.
A great season for Stanford last year. Unless you're holding up that trophy, it doesn't end the way you want. You guys have a lot of pieces coming back. What's the focus? You know, you guys are just getting at it, doing 2-a-days. What's the focus as you guys get back together?
You know, I think the focus is just, you know, just what you said. We had a great season and, you know, won the Pac-12, and very exciting. But to not win the national championship was the ultimate goal of every team. It was frustrating. And so I think that is our overall goal. And I think that every day we're working towards that, you know, working to come together as a team, integrating new freshmen, and just getting ready for the season and hoping to kind of go farther in the tournament than we did last year.
The way you guys got beat it last year, is that kind of what the type of game you see yourself getting beat in, you know, a 1-0 kind of slugfest? Is that what you guys kind of have to guard against this year?
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's some very, very talented teams out there for sure. So we need to definitely watch out for them. But sometimes, you know, college soccer with the golden goal works that way sometimes, where it's just kind of a battle and then one team puts one away, you know. So it was a little frustrating, but I think we've learned from it, definitely, and hopefully we won't make that mistake again, you know?
Certainly, I don't think you'll fly under the radar, and you certainly haven't in your first 2 years. How are you adjusting to the attention that you're going to get from, you know, not only defenses, but fans and other players, you know, kind of chirping in your ear, and the expectations that you might have of, well, you scored against Mexico. Are you going to score against us here tonight, or what?
Right. No, I think that you know, it was definitely an adjustment a little bit, and you definitely need to learn how to deal with it. But I've been really working on it over the last year, and, you know, kind of trying to stay away from reading all the stuff that fans put out there, because I just think that can really get in your head, and it's not very healthy. And then in terms of the other teams, I mean, it's kind of funny sometimes when they're chirping in here and stuff like that. I just try to play it off and go out there and play my game, you know, and just work hard and, you know, don't set too lofty expectations on myself. I think that's important because, you know, I think people disregard college a lot, like you're saying, but the players are great athletes and great players, and it's not going to be easy at all. And so I think that, you know, setting reasonable expectations and reasonable goals was important for me.
One of the pieces that I was looking at talked about how strong your guys' team chemistry is. Is that going to be, you know, outside of all of the talent that you have there, do you think that can be one of the biggest keys to your guys' success this year?
Yeah, 100%. I think that it's awesome because we just love being around each other. We're in preseason now. We all live in the dorms together, and it's our favorite part of the year. We're all around each other having fun, both on and off the field. I think that, you know, we have one of the best, you know, team chemistry in the country. And so I think that contributes on the field because you work for each other. You know, there's no, you know, inter-team battles where one guy's gonna not work for his teammate. I think that everyone on this team works for each other and works hard and wants to see everyone else succeed, which is great.
The Pac-12 is stacked once again this year, and you already mentioned some of the great players in college soccer. A lot of them are out west playing in your league and or around you. So how tough is it to get to the top of that mountain that prepares you for the NCAA tournament?
It's a really tough challenge for sure. I think it's one of the best conferences in the country, and you know, it's exciting because you always get to play in fun games and close games, and you know, it definitely helps you prepare for the tournament too, because those are the type of teams you're going to see in the tournament are the best teams in the country. And so it's really great to get that competition in, and it's fun and exciting, and but it is a challenge to win the title, and that's why it was so exciting last year, and hopefully we can pull it off again this year.
Well, another part to your story that actually just recently became near and dear to my heart as my daughter was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes on Friday. And that's something that I know that you have gone through, and it's, you know, a little bit kind of under the radar of your story. So tell me a little bit about, you know, living with that and playing soccer and endurance sport, you know, with that, you know, with type 1.
Yeah, definitely. I think that... you know, not too many people know that about me, I don't think, and it's kind of getting out there a little bit more now, but it's definitely challenging at some times, you know, and you have to learn through a little bit of trial and error, definitely when I was younger, how to deal with high blood sugars, low blood sugars, how to eat before games. You just have to be extra cautious about your diet, and just really be wary, especially before games, because you know, having a high blood sugar, having a low blood sugar can really affect how you play. So I think, you know, some people don't really realize it. I keep it pretty quiet, but it can be challenging at some times. But I think it's given me some, you know, characteristics that I may not have kind of developed as well. You know, at such a young age, I had to deal with this. You know, disease, you have to be very responsible, and I think it really helped me get to where I am today. So in that way, it was a blessing in disguise, but it can be very, very challenging.
All right, Jordan, I appreciate you taking some time with us. I know you got to get a nap because you got 2 days and everything, but I appreciate you carving out a few minutes for us here today, and best of luck to you guys and the rest of the year.
No worries. Thank you for having me.
All right. All right, everybody, that's going to go ahead and do it for this episode of the CollegeSoccerNews.com podcast. Thanks to Jordan for spending some time with us, and thanks to you for downloading and listening to the show. If you haven't done so yet, go ahead and subscribe to the podcast so that you can always get the latest episode with all the biggest names and coaches in college soccer so that you are in tune with everything that's happening. Thanks again, and we'll be here next week with another episode of the CollegeSoccerNews.com podcast.